Avalanche Racing Insider. I'm with the co-manager of the VIP Stable, and it's a great racing partnership. We'll talk more about that and how you can get involved in just a few moments. Tom James joins us, and Tom, exciting times for the stable right now regarding the Oil Burner Series. You have three horses in, and you're qualified for the final as well. Let's first of all talk about the excitement built around the Oil Burner and your partners right now.
Hi, Mike. Thanks for having me on. Yeah, it's been a very exciting weekend for the stable as we had a couple of winners last week in the Oil Burner with Dave Lepage and Captain Canada. They've qualified for the finals, and we also have Line of Fire, who's our third entry, who put in a good third place in the effort. We're hoping that he can get into the finals as well.
Tom, Decoupage, let's talk about that one first. A bit of a surprise in winning that race last week?
Yeah, we really didn't know what we had here with this one. Tim Cates was instrumental in finding Decoupage for us back in September. He raced him at the Empire City late closer at Yonkers, where he won three legs for that. Unfortunately, through the eight hole for the final leg, he came in fifth. We then tried him down at three hole in the White Birch, where he won a leg of that. Had a little trouble in the final, getting around his turns, picked up the track for us, so we decided to give him a shot on the big track, and he's a grinder, Mike. Dave Miller had to keep after him during the whole race, and it set up well for him, and he came home with good pace to get up, so we're pretty excited about that one.
Part of the entry on Saturday night is Captain Canbest, who you probably thought had a better shot at getting to the winner's circle last week, trained by Bruce Saunders, one of the trainers for the stable as well, and you have a pretty potent entry in the seventh race on Saturday.
Yeah, Captain Canbest is a terrific race horse. Aaron Williams, now Captain Canbest for us down in Kentucky, and he had a mark of 49-3 prior to us purchasing him. The autumn race in the Bluegrass, race against Tell All, and FJ came in respectable fourth. Bruce has been, you know, tinkering with him. He has ability, something he can't teach, but, you know, Bruce is still messing around with his equipment and just trying to get him straight. And, you know, last week he put in a terrific mile, and I was pretty excited that he had a chance to show up some of his talent.
Got a year's best of 149-3. And in this race, your 7-2 morning line, which happens to be second choice, installed by Dave Brower, Arch Strayos is the morning line favorite at 2-1. And again, this is one who also won a leg last week in impressive fashion. Looks like the one to beat, the one you're going to have to beat.
I think he's going to be pretty tough. I also keep one eye on Literate Hanover in that race. I think Burke's going to have that one ready. I think they're going to need a pretty good finish to make the finals as well, but I think they're going to be right there.
In race 9, you'll have another one in there, Line of Fire, another New Zealand bred. We'll talk about that because you bring in a number of New Zealand horses into your stable. What about Line of Fire and the Greg Trotto trained horse who'll leave for post 5?
Yeah, this is the third of 5 New Zealand breds that we've brought over this year. We're finding that the New Zealand breds are coming over lightly raised and very healthy, and we're excited about getting them. Line of Fire, Greg's done a great job of training this one for us. He's in the pocket gelding. That we raced him lightly down at Dover, where he won his first three starts for us. Starts, of course, going up the ladder, not one of the 2, 3, and 4. He had a step up a little bit last week, you know, against some quality race horses, especially down around the guard. I really like this horse. He got away fourth last week, had to make a backside move to get around his tiring horse right around the half-mile mark. So he was used a little early. But down the stretch, he got locked in on the rail a little bit. He couldn't get out until late and just missed second place to an outstanding Can Am Bustle. So he put in a pretty good third, but I think this race is the most exciting race of the night with Larry Darren, Winfield Flash, and shoot out there and put up some nice practice for us, and Can Am Bustle and Line of Fire is going to be right out there chasing, and I look for a parent and around the car to make a move, up the backside move there, and we're going to hope that there's a nice honest pace, and maybe we can pick up the pieces at the end there, but I think it's going to be a pretty exciting race, and I'm pretty excited about Line of Fire's second start there. John Roberts has done a great job.
Tom James of VIP Stable, our guest here on The Insider. I noticed you have Jonathan Roberts on board. He does a lot of driving for you, not only here, but down at Dover, and that relationship, I guess, has blossomed between your stable and him.
Yeah, Jonathan's done a great job with us. Greg Strato, who's our trainer on the Maryland, Delaware area. Jonathan for a number of years. He's a terrific young driver, and we've had a great relationship with him. He's been driving a lot of our New Zealand bred that we've brought over, and he's done a terrific job.
And how about the stable itself? How do people get involved? I mean, you give anybody an opportunity to come in and own part of a racehorse, and it's been successful for you over the years. So tell us a little bit more about VIP Stable.
Yeah, I mean, that's what we're all about. We're a harness racing partnership. We were established back in 1999 by my partner, Ed O'Connor. He's done a great job in growing VIP over the years. I joined him a few years later and tried to move VIP up here to the New Jersey area. We simply purchase and claim racehorses and then offer them out to our membership base and varying shares, 10%, 5% shares. We'll even offer 2.5% shares to some of our higher end horses. It's just a great way for a new owner to get to the game and not worry about all the expenses that can that can be thrown at you if you just buy a horse on your own. It can be pretty expensive, but partnership method is a great way to get involved. We also have a lot of experienced owners as well who got on board and allowed us to really kind of venture out into higher end horses, and we try to cater to everyone.
Well, your stable has had quite a bit of success, and you have a full line right now, and I assume you have a few partnerships left that people can get involved in. How can they contact you?
Now, the best way to learn more about VIP Stable is simply to go out to our website at www.vipstable.com. You can look at the various tabs that you can find out more about us. Look at the joint VIP tabs to find out which horses are currently available to click on them, and they'll tell you all about them, some of their lines, their share prices, etc. You can also see on our horse tab all the horses we have racing. There's a lot of information out there, and you can also contact TLC, our contact information as far as how you can hold email or telephone number, etc. But the best way is just go out to vipstable.com and you'll find out where we race, which is primarily in the Northeast, New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Delaware, Maryland. We also race out in Illinois now with our trainer, John Booth Chain, and you'll find out all the trainers that we deal with, like Rick Trotto, Tom Fannin, Saunders, Karen Williams. I'm going to miss somebody. Marcus Vogel, Tim Case, etc. We have a nice array of trainers and nice array of locations that folks can choose from. We've started racing at Meadows as well, so we think we have something for everybody out there.
That's VIPstable.com, and you can check that out for more information. And check him out on Saturday night, because I know Tom's going to be around the racetrack, and he's hoping to find himself back in the winner's circle again. He's got three in the Oil Burner Series, and Tom, we appreciate your time here on the Insider All the Best.
It's always fun.